Welcome to Looking Back at Gawler's History through the Files of the Bunyip. And this is for Wednesday, May the 15th. And I'm here with Kay down underneath the Gawler Civic Centre and the Gawler Culture and Heritage Centre. Hi, Kay.
Hello, Jeanette. Always good to be here. Good to see you. Always good to see the Bunyip.
Yes, it is. Yes, a lovely paper.
Yes.
So that goes right back to 18... I should know the date off the top of my head.
64, I think. Something like that. So
enshrined with Gawler's history.
Well, we digress.
We are digressing.
As our friend Alex would say.
Yes, yes. So, 150 years ago, love making on the stage. Now, that's not a title you expect from 150 years ago, is it?
Well, no.
There can be no doubt that it is pleasant to see spooning on the stage. The lovesick heroes and heroines of certain comedies, when they are represented by clever and agreeable actors and actresses, rarely fail to make people sympathise with them. The assumption is that their billings and cooings and caressings pleasantly remind those of mature years of old times and excite a spirit of emulation and a desire to become slaves to the tender passion in the young. But it's only on the stage that most persons care to contemplate pronounced lovemaking. This is not surprising, for off the stage it becomes a very different and, all things considered, a much less agreeable proceeding, at least so far as spectators are concerned. In other words, no spooning on the streets of Gawler, please. Keep your spooning to the stage or...
Well, okay, or in private.
Yes. Mm. Well, of course, it was very culturally a strict thing, you know, no touching, kissing, hugging in public. It was not done.
My very English husband felt it quite confronting at times that I'd just kiss him in public, and it was like, we're married. What does it matter? Yes. And he got used to it in the end, but it took him a while to say, we'd be constrained. Oh, I mustn't do that. PDA, so it's like, ooh.
But I worked with a Spanish waiter who had grown up under Franco in Spain.
Oh.
And there was strictly no public demonstration of affection on the streets.
Wow.
And he would comment about it. To him, England was very relaxed about it, having grown up under Francoism.
Wow. So. Well, now it's sort of almost gone the opposite way, but anyway.
My grandfather got talked to by a police officer for kissing a girl on the street back in, must have been early pre-war probably. And he was quite tall, and apparently she was looking up at him because he was tall, so he just bent down and kissed her on the... just casually, but he got a stern talking to.
Oh, God.
Which was cheeky of him. He shouldn't have done it. It wouldn't be acceptable now, I don't think, kissing a stranger.
Oh, strangers.
Well, she was a stranger.
Well, she could probably sue him for assault now.
Yes, she could sue him for assault now. So,
Gosh. Right. 100 years ago, football. Souths versus Lindock. Souths had an easy victory at Lindock, but from the scores, their kicking proved very erratic. Umpire Abernethy was in control and he kept play well within bounds, resisting to a great extent to the desire to put in, which encourages rough football. Although Lindock were badly defeated, supporters of that team were satisfied with the progress made, declaring that their exhibition was much better than when matched against the Centrals at Gawler. The final scores were Souths, 12 goals, 28 behinds to Lindock, 1 goal, 5 behinds.
Oh, dear, poor Lindock.
But they did better.
No, they did better.
Than they did previously. That's like the Elizabeth Sitt team that scored nothing.
Sounds like us at squash. If we got 1 point, we thought we were doing well.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll move on to 50 years ago. More police move. The recent series of break-ins in Gawler has prompted council to request an increase in the number of police patrols in the town. Councillor W.A.R. McFarlane moved at last week's council meeting that the town clerk, Mr. A.R. Warhurst, forward a letter to the SA Police Commissioner expressing concern at the number of break-ins occurring in Gawler and asking if an extra force and patrols could be placed in the area. Apparently there's a couple of well-known crime families in Gawler. So that's what we were told when we moved here.
Yes, there's a family out at Gawler East. Dad was recommended to go out there and he was looking for some part for his tractor, and this chap had lots of tractors and lots of vehicles in his front yard, and Dad just sort of innocently went in to look for a part, which he'd been recommended by someone else, go out and speak to so-and-so, and the two dogs came and attacked him, and, he was on their property. Anyway, the bloke came out and he just abused him and abused him and abused him. And Dad said, "Oh, I'm only here. No, you get off, you know." And there was one particular family and another one. So, 25 years ago, Tony Piccolo sets sights on a winnable seat. Prominent Gawler councillor and deputy mayor Tony Piccolo has formally announced he will seek pre-selection for the Labor Party in the seat of Light. A member of the ALP for 20 years, Mr. Piccolo made his announcement at a meeting of the Gawler branch of the ALP. Mr. Piccolo, who has been the backbone of the local ALP branch for many years, told the meeting that Light electorate was now winnable. The seat of Light is held by the Liberals' Malcolm Buckby and was previously a safe Liberal seat for many years. However, last year's state electoral boundary redistribution saw the Liberals' margin reduced from 6% to 1.4%. And then Tony did go on to win it after that.
Not that time. He didn't get the pre-selection. So that was when he first ran for pre-selection. So I was involved then. And he didn't get it. Annette Hurley got it instead, which a lot of people in Gawler were very, very disappointed about. So then he ran for mayor.
That's right.
And became mayor.
2002.
And then it was recognised that he actually...
It was 2006, yes. That's right, that Malcolm got defeated. He moved to Adelaide and stupid move. Yeah, stupid.
Yeah, anyway. I think they realised that had they given Tony pre-selection, he probably would have run the seat.
He might well have won it.
In Gawler, so he got it the next time.
Yes, politics. Don't miss it one bit.
10 years ago, fight for fibre. Gawler Council will fight to have the region's ageing copper wire network replaced with fibre as part of the national broadband rollout. Council has ramped up its campaign for faster broadband in the past 3 months, lobbying both the federal government and NBN Co. for the fibre to the premises rollout in Gawler instead of the slower fibre to the node network. Under the original Labor government scheme, a large number of local regions were on the map to receive a fibre-to-the-home connection by 2015. However, the election of a new Liberal government last September saw the rollout of Labor's fibre-to-the-home initiative terminated in Gawler, Gawler Belt, Williston, Evanston and Bushveld. So I think we have fibre, but it's not very good.
I got fibre past my front door, but it like the front of the property, but it goes to copper wire.
Yes.
So it's like saying, well, you've got a high speed train here,
but you've can't got
a horse and cart from the gate.
yes, that's exactly what it's like.
Okay.
Yep, and that little horse and cart bit slows you right down.
Slows me right. And my computer's been giving me a bit of jip lately.
Yes.
Technology. And here we are bringing you the looking back through the files of the by technology. Yes. So it's very good.
They didn't have the headaches of that back in 150 years ago. Life was simpler.
It was. It
wasn't always easier, but it was simpler.
Yeah.
Certainly wasn't easier.
Oh, no. It was tough.
It was tough. Very tough.
Anyway, Jeanette.
Yes. Until next week, Kate.
Until next week. For all light signs.